right, cause I'm a mug tonight. I got me Parker, looking for the crew, any mugs will do. I got me Parker, crunch feeling you got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker, the kids are all right, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk's on. Whoa, I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me mad. I only bought one because we make it. Starts with the fashion, I want to be mad. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev up. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish. I used to be a punk, but now a punk song.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Punks and Parkas.
Yeah.
That's the name of the show.
We
turn you guys up a little bit. What a day.
What a day.
First, like, we haven't been in the booth in 2 weeks.
Yep.
At least. We'll talk about that later. But the big news that's kind of taking over everything right now is the queen is dead. Long live the king.
Yep.
We knew it was coming.
Yeah, it was a matter of time.
Yeah, she was 96.
Yep.
Looking a little frail the last year or so. So, not unexpected, but wow, what a life, hey?
Yeah.
Like,
70 years reigning.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, it was so funny. We were recently in England, which we'll talk about later, but we were walking through viewing the crown jewels, and I was speaking to Hunter, or was it you? I can't remember who I said, because they have video
was it you?
Me. Showing
Maybe
the coronation.
It was both of us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I remember saying, I'm like, it's crazy to think that is the most recent footage we have.
Of a British monarch being coronated.
Yeah.
We don't have anything more current because she's been reigning for 70 years. It kind of blew my mind in that moment.
And I don't think anyone else is going to be able to do that.
No, really?
Unless one of the kids, you know.
Suddenly takes the crown, takes the, at, what was she, 18, 19?
18, I think?
I got to double check my facts. But
wow.
Yeah, the likelihood of that happening again is so slim to none. Unless
no, wait,
somebody
I think she
abdicates.
Was 25 when she was.
Was she?
I think so, yeah.
And the reason she did was because her uncle did abdicate the crown. The crown. So she kind of came at it in a, you know, she was young and came at it at a very different way. But lover or hater, you have to, I respect the woman.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's perfect. She's, you got to understand, like, she grew up in a very strange time. And yes, there are definitely things that are not great about the monarchy.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know. But as a, what's the word I'm looking for? As a model of grace, of determination, of just dignity, I think she really, she was great.
Yeah.
She was great. There's things she could have done better, and I think she understands that, but it also wasn't something she really wanted.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I watched part of the first season of The Crown, and that's what it focused on was...
Yeah.
You know.
She didn't really want this. Yeah. It's her duty. And she took in and did the best she could.
Yeah.
So long live the queen.
Yes.
Long live the king now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prince Charles III.
King Charles III.
It's going to be so hard to stop saying Prince Charles.
Yeah.
King Charles III. So in honor of Her Majesty,
mm-hmm.
had to play the Beatles.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
But now that that's out of the way. So we weren't here last week because we all caught what I like to call the Pearson Plague.
Yes.
The Pearson Plague.
The Pearson Plague. If anyone has ever traveled through Pearson. Toronto Pearson Airport, it's just imagine, like, you know, like, say you put on glasses that show germs, the whole place is probably green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With germs. So we weren't feeling too hot. Nobody got COVID.
No.
But we had to go through Toronto to come back from our lovely trip overseas.
Yeah, it was fun.
So this show...
Not going through Toronto, though. That wasn't fun.
So this show was supposed to be
our send-off. Yeah, it was supposed to be the week we were gone.
So we just, the week before, we were going to pre-record this, and we just ran out of time.
Yeah.
Like, there was so much to prep leading up to, and then just chaos. And then, like I said, we got back, and we're like, okay, we'll do the show. And I mean, I was the first to kind of get knocked down. And then Daniel and Hunter, so we were like, you know what?
Well, I think I was before
I think Hunter was the first.
Were you the first?
Yeah.
Because he started having ear problems and stuffiness.
That's right. That's right. And we couldn't in good conscience come to the station not knowing if we had COVID or not.
Yeah.
So we just decided to lay low until we all felt better. Now I'm dealing with allergies. Which suck because it's like I just got over a cold and now I'm like living in my, what did I call it, my sick nest?
Yeah.
Yeah, with a box of Kleenex because it's allergy season. But so now we're doing this post-London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys had fun?
Oh, it was great.
Oh,
time.
It was. Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
So this was my third time over. It was both your first.
Yeah.
And I somebody asked me what was my favorite part. And, like, to be honest, seeing it through your eyes was, like, the best. Because I've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've got to the point where I'm like, okay, yeah, I've been here a couple times. I still love it. I'll still go. But seeing you two experience it and just the awe and the, it was like the best. So we'll talk more about it. Started off with Waterloo Sunset.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Waterloo Station is the Waterloo.
Waterloo.
Waterloo kind of Tube Station.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir. Waterloo Tube Station was when I first came into London. That was the tube station I came out of, and it takes you like right to the London Eye, I believe. And it's just,
yeah.
It was like, whoa. So anytime I hear Waterloo Sunset, I'm like, it holds something in my heart. We drove over Waterloo Bridge. We saw that kind of stuff. So I guess that's why you put it on there.
Yep.
And then Amy.
Amy.
So this is something I wanted to go see, the Amy Winehouse statue in Camden Market.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of a hiccup getting over there, so we had to cut a few things off our list, which we'll talk about later. But Amy, she's London's gal. She's Camden's queen.
Yeah.
People love Amy, so that was Our Day Will Come.
Yes.
From the Lioness album.
Ooh.
So good. So should we go on?
Let's go on.
Yes. They heard a little tidbit of what it was.
Yes.
I wasn't quick on the pause button. But The Clash.
Yeah, here's London Calling.
London Calling.
The rain, the crunch of pain. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thick. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning.
just an echo of faraway voices bought in faraway trains to take them home to the ones that they love and who love them forever. The Christ 30 steps repeat my own and reflect my thoughts, calling uninviting, partially naked, so far toffee rappers and a smallest papers. Mr. Jones got run down, headlines of death and sorrow, they tell of tomorrow, madmen on the rampage, and I'm down in a Tuesday sort of midnight. Fumble for change, pull out the queen, smiling, beguiling. I put in the money and pull out a plum behind me. Whispers in the shadows, cross blazing voices, hating, waiting. Hey boy, hey shout. Have you got any money? And I say, I'm gonna take money and I take away curry. I'm on the way home to my wife. She's been running up the country and now she's expecting me. Polishing her glasses and pulling out the coke. I'm down in a Tuesday at midnight. I first felt a fist and then a kick. Could now smell their breath, the smelt of pubs and wormwood scrubs and too many right-wing meetings. My life swam around me, it took a look and drowned me in its own existence. The smell of brown leather, even in eating with the weather, filled my eyes, his mother, mother, blood, so my senses couldn't see. I'm down in a Tuesday till the midnight. I said I was down in a Tuesday till the midnight. Now I'm seeing all sorts of lying there on the phone. Jesus says, fight it by, let the years not to hide. I'm British now, possibly. Am I the white day? A cheap holiday? What do you do? The keys, she'll think it's me. I'm down in a Tuesday show at midnight. The wine will be packed and the car is going cold. I'm down in a Tuesday show at midnight. Don't wanna go. I'm down in a Tuesday show at midnight. Don't wanna go. I'm down in a Tuesday show at midnight. Don't wanna go. I'm down in a Tuesday show at midnight.
We get around
talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
Hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. Take my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away?
Talking about my generation.
Don't try and dig what we all say. Fade away.
My generation.
magic what we all big sensation. Talking about my generation. Get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't doing an awful
cold. Talking about my generation.
Yeah, I hope I die before I get old.
That was
intense. Welcome back, Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM. I'm Penny Lane. We
Captain
got
Dan,
Hunter, I do stuff.
He does stuff.
Hunter does stuff.
Hunter does stuff.
That's your Instagram, because Hunter do stuff.
Hunter
do
do.
That's my DJ name now. It's Hunter does stuff.
Hunter does
it's
stuff.
Official name.
Oh.
Now I have a DJ name.
He's got a name. Yay! It just took a while, but that's okay.
Took a while.
That's all right. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
And so we're kind of, this was supposed to be our London send-off show. And then it was going to be, yay, we made it show. But now it's, yay, we made it and we got over the Pearson Plague show.
Yeah.
So I apologize for the lack of show for 2 weeks, but, you know, that's life. So this set started off with London Calling.
Yes.
By the Clash. Little Lily Allen, yep. LDN. And, of course, The Jam down in the Tube Station. At midnight. We weren't down in the Tube Station at midnight. We were down in Tube Station.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not at midnight.
Not at midnight. And The Who. My Generation.
Who?
Who?
The
Who.
Who?
The Who.
The Who. Yeah. So, yeah, we've just been decompressing.
Yeah.
Getting over our trip.
Yes.
So, for you two, mm-hmm. I want some highlights. What was some of the cool stuff we did that you
it
guys...
It was all cool.
Hunter loved it all.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that, but...
Yeah, it was pretty... So we did have a bit of a hiccup getting out there. WestJet canceled our first flight.
Yep.
Delayed it over 6 hours. Technically, it wasn't canceled. But
they canceled
it. They canceled it.
They did. I got a lovely email saying my flight was canceled after the 3 to 4 hour delay. It was a mess. I mean, you keep hearing about people with these horror stories right now from travel, and... I've traveled a lot because I used to travel with work before the pandemic quite often and to see my sister. Just I've done a lot of airfare.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever had anything like this ever happen. So it was a little bit jarring. But I want to say kudos to the agents working at WestJet. It wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
They were very helpful. They did our, you know, I could tell that they were, you know, if you could see the big vein popping out in their forehead, it was there, but they did the best they could. But a little disappointed. So we missed a whole day.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a short trip, that kind of sucks. But not going to complain. We just cut a few things out.
Yeah. But we saw Abbey Road, so that was...
Was that a big highlight
for
you?
That was like the first day. It was like...
Yeah.
Abbey Road.
Well, the thing is, like, when you arrive, right, you do the red eye.
Yeah.
You don't want to do anything too strenuous.
Yeah.
So I was like, Abbey Road is a good way to kind of get introduced to riding the tube. Navigating a little bit. It's calm there, for lack of a better word, because it's in a very nice... It's a neighborhood where people live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to Trafalgar Square, and it's just... Which wasn't full of people when we went. Odd.
Yeah.
But, odd. But yeah, Abbey Road was really cool.
Yeah.
What else did we do?
Stonehenge.
Well, yeah, we did Stonehenge.
Second day, that was Stonehenge.
That was pretty cool.
I love Stonehenge.
We actually experienced London rain.
Oh, God.
It was pouring the second day.
I think we got the full gamut of English weather, because it's like here, right? Like, if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes and it'll change. That's how London is, right? And I was joking to people, like, I'm the only person I know who would go to London and get a freaking sunburn.
Yeah.
I got sunburnt.
Yeah.
I got drenched.
Yes.
And then I got sunburned.
Double whammy.
Double whammy. But
no.
What else kind of stuck out for you guys?
Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
Just
beautiful and amazing.
Cool.
It's so weird when you see these things. Like, we've seen these, because we're a Commonwealth country. So even though we aren't under British rule, there's still that connection. So we see this stuff. Like,
It's a gray area.
It's a gray area. But we grew up with all this stuff. With the Commonwealth, with the Royals. That's why I think it's affecting a lot of us over here. But the Queen's passing, because it's just something that's... She's on our money, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to have to change the money.
Yeah, but you see...
They're going to have an old man's face on it instead of an old woman's face.
But you see Buckingham Palace all the time on TV, and then you're there.
You're there.
It's
like,
weird.
Right up the gates.
We were like, saw the changing of the guard.
Tower of London, that was
the coolest thing
I think I've ever seen in a long time.
You loved it, eh?
Yeah.
You were such a history buff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you were going to love it. It's so cool there. Like, it's... I went over with my girlfriends, and her and I were talking about it, and she's like, there's not a lot there. Like, it's a small thing, but what you can see is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, even you got to do it once.
Yes.
You know, I thought it was cool. We saw the crown jewels again.
Yeah.
I saw it again, but you guys saw the crown jewels.
Yeah, we saw it for the first time, and it was super cool and fancy.
We did some boat tours of the Thames.
That was cool.
Where we saw the cable cars.
The go over the Thames.
The go over the Thames.
They're sponsored by Emirates.
They are sponsored by the Emirates, not
And you can use your Oyster card.
You can use your Oyster card.
Yeah.
Poor Hunter. Story is, we were on the...
It's an inside joke.
We were on the Uber... Clipper, I guess it
Thames
is.
Thames Clipper.
That just goes up. We just to see, right? And we just rode the Clipper, and Hunter was like, "Oh, hey, that thing is the cable car.
It goes across the Thames.
It goes across the Thames. It's sponsored by the Emirates.
By Emirates.
Poor
kid." And then you started making fun of me. I'm like, "I was just informing you."
I know. That's what we do. But because we lost a day,
we
kind of condensed stuff down. But that's okay. We packed in a lot of stuff. You guys saw a lot. We all saw a lot. One thing I'm kind of regretful, we didn't do Westminster Abbey. That was high on the list for me, but the mass amount of people.
Yeah, the Saturday was
in downtown London on Saturday was shocking to me. Like, I know last time I was there was a lot of people, but we were in the off season. I didn't expect it to be that busy, especially post-pandemic.
Yeah.
Just like the streets were swarming with people. It was a little intimidating, not going to lie, coming from... I'm just a prairie girl, right? Like, we don't have trains. We've got a bus.
We've got a bus.
So it was a little like, we drove past, we were doing a bus tour just to see everything, right?
Yeah.
Like, we did the total tourist trap, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It was great. And I remember driving up to, you drive up and you see Big Ben, and then there's Westminster Abbey, and just thus, I'm like, well, I don't think we're going to do that today, guys.
Insane amount of people.
Insane.
It was cuckoo.
It was cuckoo.
One of the things I liked about London was the fact that even though it was a different country, it felt so familiar because I guess I'm used to seeing it on TV and movies and everything, so it's just like...
And it's English, too. Like, there's no language barrier, really.
Yeah.
It's so... Yeah, it feels homey.
Yeah.
It feels like going to another place in Canada, almost.
Kind of.
Like, even when we went to that pub that...
Oh, but by the Two Bridges? Is that what it was called? The Two Bridges pub, yeah. Yeah, it felt like going to one of our pubs here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. It was fun.
It was a good time.
One thing we did that I really wanted to do that was high on my list, and this is a segue, by the way.
Yeah.
Was to go... Okay, so London has these blue plaques everywhere.
Yeah.
And those people who live there, you know that they just mark...
famous people where they
spots where famous people lived, did stuff, etc. But a few years ago, London decided to give a blue plaque to a fictional character.
Yeah.
But it's not blue.
No. Nope.
It's gray because this character was fictional. So I really wanted to see this. It was high on my list. I was like, if we go to Soho, which we did, we went and saw Third Man Records, which was awesome.
Yeah.
a lot smaller
everything
than I thought.
Everything was
it
would yellow, and it was cool.
Yeah, it was. See, you don't even really are aware of like the Jack White aesthetic, and you thought it was pretty cool in there, yeah. Right? It was kind of neat. Yeah. But it's like, if we're going there, we're going down a Hedden Street, and we're going to go see the spot where David Bowie took the picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For Ziggy Stardust.
Yes.
That was the one thing that was like number one on my list. I was so happy we did it. It's nothing.
It's nothing. It's just, it's a street. There's a couple of pubs on there.
There's a Gordon Ramsay restaurant. There's a bar. And it's just a little tiny, like, back laney type thing.
Yeah, like.
But if you go through
thing.
It, there's a little plaque, a little gray plaque that's Ziggy Stardust. So that made my day. Yes. I was happy.
It was
silly little things, right? So in honor of David, you're wearing a really cool shirt you got.
Yes.
With the Queen on it, but she's got the David Bowie.
Lightning Bolt.
Lightning Bolt. My guy, I love Bowie. Bowie. What's the quote? Like, consider yourself blessed that you lived the same time that David Bowie did.
Yeah.
So we're going to play some Ziggy.
Here's some Ziggy.
Oh, Ziggy.
Ziggy, play the guitar, baby.
Well, if I press play, you would play the guitar.
Help. Yeah. You got to press play.
Yeah.
I know.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang. Screwed up eyes and screw down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. Became on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. So where were the spiders? Time, jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the gnat with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego. Never expected.
Stonehenge, where a man's a man and the past, the little children of Stone Age, beneath the haunted moon, for fear that at daybreak might come too soon.
Welcome back, Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM. So we went to Stonehenge.
Yeah. We went to Stonehenge. We saw a bunch of stones.
I was surprised that, like, when we were talking about things you wanted to do, Daniel, that you were like, Stonehenge.
Well, yeah, it's like over 10,000 years old or however old it is.
It's kooky.
I know, it's kooky so funny. Because you have people who are like, it's a bunch of stones in a field. And that's really all it is.
Yeah.
But then you have people like us who are like, there's something there.
It's a mystery about it.
I'm like half and half.
You're like,
it's a bunch of stones in a field. Yeah, but they're kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
For me, hasn't it been around before the Druids?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been around for, like, and we were Googling, we were with your mom and we were talking about it because she's kind of the, like, it's rocks.
Yeah.
Like, what was the, she was asking, like, what was the draw? And we were kind of telling her, like, these rocks were brought from Wales.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is a 2-day walk.
Yes.
Okay, so 2 to 3 day walk, 10,000 years ago.
Yeah.
How? And then how did you get them upright? Like, and in line with the solar system? Like, how?
Yeah. I feel like in line with the solar system might have just been a weird coincidence.
I don't think
because
so.
Because weird shit happens all the time. Ice form, sorry.
Wow, you get into high school and look what happens.
Well.
No, but you're right.
Weird coincidence.
The aliens.
Like the pyramids, like the coordinates of the pyramids or the speed of light.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
It's just one of those mysteries, right?
It's a mystery.
And we didn't get to spend a lot of time in the visitor center when I went last time. Yeah. We did, so I did a lot of the reading, and they were saying, and they're like, they don't know what it was for.
Yeah.
There's lots of speculation. It was for druids. It was for ancient ceremonies. It was this and that. But the end of the day, they don't know.
Yeah.
And I think it's also been repurposed from, you know, over the years. You know, different groups come,
as
see this
market
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. But one thing I was, when we were having beers at that pub, and I was talking to the bartender about it, because he's like, oh, what did you guys do? And I'm like, oh, I went to Stonehenge. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, there's something about that place to me. I'm not spiritual, but I guess I'm spiritual. I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. And there's something about that place that, like, it kind of resets me. It was a weird thing to say. Like, last time I went, it was, like, the best I felt. Like, it was weird. And I noticed when we were there, everybody was happy.
Yeah.
Like, everybody. Like, laughing, smiling, people, mm-hmm. like, hugging each other. And I'm like, this is a little strange.
Yeah.
Because, like, okay, we can go to Piccadilly Circus. You don't see that. People are happy, but they're not, like, you know, jolly, like, feeling good. And everybody there just looked like they were feeling good.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was something I noticed, but it was interesting.
It's an odd place.
It is
sure.
an odd place.
Yeah.
Anyway, we fell in, you guys obviously fell in love yeah. with London by the sounds
yeah,
of it. We're going to go back.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You two are like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for
hands,
sure.
Hands down, yeah.
When?
Maybe in a couple of years. Got to save back up again, but yeah. It's a magical city.
It is.
There's mm-hmm. like, it's so much to see. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so much like tucked away and so much history. And the tubes, like,
they're cool.
Hunter, I think that was probably one of your favorite things.
Well, they're trains and they're underground.
They're
and
pretty
they're cool.
This kid, navigation wizard, yeah. impressed the heck out of us.
The first underground just... railway system.
You picked it up like
the
that.
OG. Yeah.
But that's it's such a great system.
It's surprisingly it's... simple. It looks like so confusing when you look at the map.
But after like a day,
yeah.
you're like, okay, I get it. Like, I understand how this works.
It's... And I helped us get home twice.
You did?
Yep.
Super impressed. So, thank you, London. Thank you yes. for awesome weather.
Yes. Great weather.
Great, like, we really lucked out.
Yeah.
Because it was a heat wave before we came. And then after we left, the queen died. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Sorry.
Well,
sorry. No, actually,
sorry.
They've been getting a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is what they needed. So we rain. Kind of somehow managed to pick the perfect week, I think. Yeah. So we will be back.
We will be.
Before we go, we got a few songs to play. First, yeah. we're going to play London Town, which we didn't get to recreate that picture, even though we were right by Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
I took selfies of you guys, whatever. Then we're going to play some Blur, because you yeah. can't do a show about London.
Without some Park Life. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you played Oasis. You got to play Blur.
Yeah,
got it.
I'm going to finish it off with the Rolling Stones. So you and I, last week, went and took in the Rolling
the
Stones Expo.
Yeah. yeah.
If you got a chance... It's playing, it's playing.
It's on until the 25th, I think.
Yeah, so yeah. there's a few more weeks.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
And
it
you
was
take
cool.
it to $25 now, so.
Yeah, like, yeah. that's reasonable, I think, for what was there.
Yeah.
It was really cool if you're a Stones fan, or even if you're a music fan, if you're a fashion fan.
Yes, if you're a fashion fan, that's
because I was kind of, I'm a bit of a design nerd and fashion yeah. nerd. I was salivating at the yeah. clothes. Hmm. But everything there was super cool.
Yeah.
So I recommend.
Go check it out.
Go check it out. Anyway.
Anyway,
we're out.
Yeah, we're out.
Bongo's yeah. out.
Bongo's out.
Everybody have a great week, and we'll catch you. Oh, it's free weekend. Many fest this weekend.
Sherbrooke Street Fest.
So
go
much
check
going
it out.
On. Go check it out.
Lots yeah. of things.
All right,
lots
guys.
Of the things.
All right, see you guys.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
a Sunday afternoon, I was arrested by a Raza, wearing a pink balloon about his foot. Toot, 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 silver.